This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. On this Voice of Charity podcast, we begin the first of a two-part series on the women, infant, and children food centers that have been serving underprivileged neighborhoods in Chicago since 1993. Listen in as Viola Hankel and Velma Walker discuss how the WIC food centers fulfill basic needs and much more to families striving for greater stability and future life success.
Viola, can we start off with you? Can you please remind our audience as to how the WIC program began back in 1993?
Absolutely. So back in 1993, we started out with just four stores, believe it or not. And within, from now until now, we now have 14 stores. As a result of our stores being successful, we have played a major role in the revitalization of the Chicago neighborhoods. As of 2023, we have actually serviced 59,200 economically challenged mothers, caregivers, and participants that receive our benefits.
That is such an impressive statistic. And I'm wondering, if Viola, if you can describe for our audience how the shopping works at the WIC food centers.
Absolutely. So as we just stated, back in 1993, when we first started, they actually had the WIC coupons, right? The little blue cards where they actually came in and they shopped with that. Well, here recently, in 2020, we went from the actual vouchers to we actually have the SNAP EBT cards. Now, SNAP, of course, is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. What happens is they get benefits. They get a certain amount of benefits. It depends on, you know, the household and income and things like that. And so once they receive those benefits, they are actually loaded on a card. And so they will bring it, and it's like a little debit card. They will bring the card into our facility. Mm-hmm. And once they come in, and on this card, it has a certain amount of fruits, vegetables, milk. And if they have infants, it has formulas, everything is loaded on this card. And so once they actually come in, they would see one of our customer service reps so that they can, you know, swipe the cards, let them know what their available balance is, because they do have 30 days to use the benefit. And so at that point, they actually go in, and then sometimes they require a printout, because especially with our newer clients, they're not really familiar with what all they're qualified for or what their benefits entail. Mm-hmm. So we have our staff, you know, to walk them through what their benefits actually are, and then we help them shop. They retrieve their benefits and we send them on, you know, on the good way.
Yep.
Well, and as everyone can see from our live stream, the WIC food centers are wonderfully stocked grocery stores where everything is clean and fresh and with name brand items. It's really a wonderful place to shop. We have a kiddie corral that the children can play in while their parents are shopping. So it really, I know, Viola, you and your teams strive so hard to make it a very pleasant experience for everyone there. And I just want to bring you in the conversation, Velma, as well, because many of the young mothers and fathers that you work with are facing very difficult circumstances in their lives. Can you describe for our audience what some of the challenges that they are facing as before they get into the WIC program?
Oh, yeah. You know, our goal is, it aligns up with the public health goal in general, which is to address the persistent disparities that's in maternal, infant and child health. So our pregnant and parenting operations aim is to improve the well-being of the mothers, their infants, and their children, and the families that we are working with. And this is a goal not only that we have, but it's a goal that's citywide and statewide in the United States, just to improve the well-being of those pregnant and parenting families. And so that determines the next generation. How well we take care of our infant and our children determines what's going to happen in the future. And our goal is to just to meet and work with families in their communities and provide, you know, the best resources possible. So our pregnancy and parenting, you know, we have this is an opportunity we have to prevent future health problems that's that women and children can have. And some of those problems could be behavioral, just risky behaviors, existing health conditions, you know, being able to look at affordable housing and help with that unstable housing. So we try to do a lot of things that will we try to make an impact and make a difference in the lives of the moms and the families that we work with, especially with unhealthy eating habits that a lot of we identify that a lot of our families, you know, come into. They learn by shopping in the in our WIC Food Center stores, you know, just what the best, you know, the products, the healthy products that we have to offer, the fruits and the vegetables and the cereals, to be able to you know, take care of themselves as well as their infant or children.
And so, as you start to work with young families and you're working on these other rather serious issues going on in their lives, the WIC food centers, when they become participants there, that's providing, you know, removing food insecurity and providing real stability in their lives in terms of that nutrition, isn't it, Velma?
Oh yeah. It helps and helps increase reduce the risk of any other, hopefully, health problems that these families may be facing, you know, and any other unmet needs that the it helps us identify other unmet needs that the families may have, you know, as it relates to making sure they get to appointments and getting them enrolled in WIC, you know, so that they can receive the have an opportunity to participate in the WIC food centers. Then transportation challenges, trying to meet those challenges to make sure they're able to access the services that we offer at Catholic Charities, including come and shop for their WIC stuff.
And so, can you talk a little bit more about those eligibility requirements for people to become WIC participants? And is there a time limit to how long these families can stay in the WIC program, Velma?
Okay, yeah. Well, moms can be a part of the WIC program from pregnancy up to their children or their child turn 5 years of age. And how wonderful is that? You know, they can shop in the stores and they can find anything and everything that they can possibly need that they will find in a grocery and you know in a regular grocery store. And they other opportunities that our WIC Food Center, which I'm thankful that they're doing, is we are aligning with the WIC Food Centers or stores to be able to offer nutritional education programs for the moms.
And so, Viola, can you talk to us a little bit more about that? What type of nutritional education programs are there currently in our 14 WIC food centers?
So we currently have amazing nutritionist. Her name is Jessica Hernandez, and what we do is she actually it's a couple of things that she does. We have recipe cards that we give the clients monthly. Just to let them know healthy ways, you know, to whereas they can feed their children and themselves, of course. Not only do we provide them with the recipe cards, we actually do food demos, right? Because we want, you know, to let them see, touch, and feel it, you know, how it actually is. An interesting thing is, of course, a lot of us, when we see certain ingredients and certain products, we're like, no, we don't want that. And so, one of the running things around here is that it's this white bean soup that's actually made, one of the recipes that Jessica and her team created. And when everybody seen it, they was like, oh, no, that is awful. Well, now everybody asks her to make it, even though it was a recipe that was created months ago. So it's things like that. We also partner with, I believe it's the Illinois Extension, to whereas they actually come in and they do cooking classes for the clients. And so this teaches them again how to, you know, prepare healthy meals from start to finish. And majority of the products that they use are WIC approved products, of course, with the exception of like seasonings or if we, you know, do some sort of meat or something. But everything else that's included in these recipes are certainly WIC approved.
And do people have to be in the stores to take advantage of these classes and see the demonstrations, or some of that offered online, Viola?
You know what? Last year we did both. We did in person and we did online as well. And, you know, it was like when we did a survey, it was sort of like 50-50. Like some people said, okay, I enjoyed the online, but then other people was like, no, we actually want to touch and feel it. So yeah, it was kind of interesting. But me personally, I would like to actually touch and feel it. I don't work well.
Well, but that's a great option that you offer, though, because with 14 stores located all over the big city of Chicago, you know, it's wonderful that you're pursuing that option and holding those surveys so that you see what's most beneficial and what's helpful to these young families. And even if you're getting, you know, I don't know what numbers you're looking for, but, you know, even some people watching online, that's still a benefit, right? They're sitting in their homes watching these nutrition classes and learning more about good cooking and good eating for their family, right, Viola?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what, Katie, the good thing about it too is that so they have to sign up, right? I digress. Okay, so with the cooking classes, with the in-person or virtual, if they sign up virtually, they actually receive a box full of the ingredients of where they would, you know, prepare the food. So they're actually preparing it virtually, you know, with the instructor. As far as the actual in-person classes, again, all the ingredients are there. Now, that's that piece of it. However, we got a Facebook page. We are on Instagram. We're on TikTok. On there, we actually, you know, do recipes as well and show them step-by-step instructions on how to prepare certain meals.
It's really so impressive. And between the two of you, you know, you're really connecting with so many guests, so many Catholic Charities clients who can benefit from the wonderful WIC centers. You know, again, we're talking about Catholic Charities WIC food centers, 14 of them in Chicago. And last year, they served 59,200 women, fathers, mothers, and children. And it's really just a fabulous program.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.